The peripheral nervous system obviously consists of the two main types of neurons, the sensory neurons and the motor neurons. Anytime we talk about weakness of peripheral nervous system etiology, meaning weakness in any neuromuscular disorder, that means that we're talking about lower motor neuron condition. And lower motor neurons, obviously the cell bodies are located in the anterior horns, and from that, from there, the roots will come out, and they will be joined with the sensory neurons in the spinal nerve, in the root that come out of the spinal cord, and then go, and different roots will join together and form plexus and go to the muscles. It's a very important concept to keep in mind that the motor neurons, or especially lower motor neurons, are not just the ones that originate from the spinal cord. There are also lower motor neurons that generate from the brainstem. They come out of the motor nuclei in the brainstem. So, for example, the facial nerve, the seventh cranial nerve, consists primarily of a lower motor neuron that come out of the brainstem and go innervate different muscles in the face. Same for the hypoglossal nerve, which is the 12th cranial nerve. Same for the 3rd, 4th, and 6th cranial nerves that innervate the extraocular muscles. While at the same time, within the same nerve itself, you may have other fibers in addition to the motor fibers or motor neurons, and the example would be the third cranial nerve, where in addition to the motor neurons or motor fibers, you have the parasympathetic fibers also, or for example the trigeminal nerve, which is primarily sensory neurons, but in addition to that there are some motor neurons that would go to the masseters. So that's important. Anytime we talk about lower motor neuron, we need to always imagine the anterior horn cells sending out these lower motor neurons in all these different spinal cord segments, from the cervical all the way to the lumbar spine. And in addition to that, the lower motor neurons that come out of the motor nuclei in the brainstem. An important concept in peripheral nervous system or neuromuscular field is something called the motor unit. The motor unit is simply the motor neuron itself, consisting of the cell body and the axon and the myelin and the neuromuscular junction, in addition to these muscle fibers that are innervated by this specific neuron. So the muscle contains many different muscle fibers. The same muscle will receive multiple neurons that are coming all together in one nerve. Each neuron will control a group of muscle fibers. If that neuron is diseased, these muscle fibers will be affected, or what we call denervated. However, if the adjacent neuron that goes to different muscle fibers is still intact, then the conductivity through that neuron will still be working, and these muscle fibers will still contract and do their job completely normal. So in that case, we have two motor units. One of them is impaired and the other one is intact, although the neurons are, both of them are coming within the same nerve, in the same tract.